The UN is warning that the food crisis gripping East Africa is intensifying, with as many as 12 million people desperately needing assistance. Tens of thousands have already starved to death, and thousands more are on the brink, as the Al-Shabaab Islamist insurgent group is now blocking starving people trying to flee southern Somalia to camps in other areas. Al-Shabaab is also widely blamed for causing the famine by forcing out many Western aid organizations trying to help. The BBC's Andrew Harding reports from Mogadishu.
We're driving through the center of Mogadishu here, not that far from the front lines. We've got seven or eight hired gunmen in the car in front of us, and the same again behind us for protection. Been to plenty of hot spots, but Mogadishu is in a category all of its own, and this is the kind of risk that aid workers, humanitarian operation trying to reach the starving in Somalia, have to negotiate. We're heading to a camp where displaced families have gathered, coming to Mogadishu in search of food. We've just arrived at this camp. We understand there are at least 30,000 people here. A lot of them queuing up for food, which is being served now in a makeshift kitchen in the corner. There are ruins everywhere around us from the long war here, and as well as our security, a lot more gunmen and soldiers.
My name is Bashir from Said. This is one of the kitchen sizes that are being run by the regional administration.
Do you have enough food for these people?
Not at all, because you know the need is so huge. And IDBs are coming day after day. And it's very little quantity and amount of food that we can serve at the moment.
I'm walking now past all these tiny little tents that people have built with any scraps of plastic they can find. And this is where the most malnourished children are being brought. There's a woman on the floor here clutching two absolutely skeletal little twins. And beside her, another woman with a child who must be just a few months older. And also, I can see all the bones, the ribs, sticking out of his chest. He looks very, very sick indeed. Most families here say they've escaped from Al-Shabaab-controlled areas outside the city. Why do you think Al-Shabaab is blocking food aid?
They say because this is from infidels and we don't want it come into our areas.
And what do you think of that?
I never wanted them, she said.
This is the sound of something practical being done to fight the famine, bags of maize being ground and sifted. Bashir Mahmoud runs a local aid organisation, Saeed, that gets food from the United Nations and, crucially, takes it across the front lines into Al-Shabaab territory.
Yeah, it's not that difficult in reality. It's difficult somehow, but with us, because we are familiar within the community, and we use elders and the community members who have access directly to the Shabaab, and then they link between us and the program. And the Shabaab is fine with that.
One big concern of the Americans and others is the possibility that food or money could somehow end up in the hands of Al-Shabaab itself. Are you sure when you distribute this that that doesn't happen?
Yeah, it does not happen because there are quite so much monitoring systems in place already.
Now, there's a real concern about how to get enough food in the huge quantities needed deeper into the famine zones in Somalia. From what you've seen and what you do here, do you think that that's possible?
It's difficult, but possible.
Enough to end this famine?
It depends how much food can be let into the country.
And do you have enough food to deliver?
Not at the moment, especially even the last three months.
So you could actually deliver more if the international community gave you more?
Yeah,